or mayhaps the hand wanted a blade. Tubho had learned to work Valyrian steel at the forges of Kuhor as a boy. Only a man who knew the spells could take old weapons and forge them anew.
The direwolf was a sigil of our Stark, is it not? I could fashion a direwolf helm so real, the children will run from you in the street, he vowed.
Ned smiled. Did you make a falcon helm for Lord Aaron? Tophomot paused a long moment and set aside the wine.
The hand did call upon me with Lord Stannis, the king's brother. I regret to say they did not honor me with their patronage.
Ned looked at the man evenly, saying nothing, waiting. He had found over the years that silence sometimes yielded more than questions, and so it was this time.
They asked to see the boy, the armorer said, so I took them back to the forge.
The boy? Ned echoed. He had no notion who the boy might be. I should like to see the boy as well. Tophomot gave him a cool, careful look.
As you wish, my lord, he said, with no trace of his former friendliness.
He led Ned out of a rear door and across a narrow yard back to the cavernous stone barn where the work was done. When the armorer opened the door, the blast of hot air that came through made Ned feel as though he was walking into a dragon's mouth.